Hi, everybody. Well, today is Wednesday, and the date is December 6th, 2017. And let's clear the date for everybody. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And let's bring the light beam or beams up on your light beam, on your TV, cell phone, or wherever you may be watching or listening. So here we go. Maybe it's in your car, possibly. So 1, 2, 3, 4, bringing the energy in for peace. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And if you have a situation happening, let's put some energy there to release that timeline for you, to give you more peace. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so I'll turn it over to Michelle. I'm sure she's out of the BBS studios, raring to go here. So turn it over to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. Hello, and welcome everybody to Wednesday night, the Creation Light Show. It's December 6th, 2017. And, wow, we're getting there. Almost another year. Let's see. Recently, Ron, you gave us a really great deal on the heartache healing because you had done some healing on that, and I guess you felt that, you know, it would be great if more people did this. So somebody took that deal, and they wrote in about it, and I would like to start out the show with reading what they wrote.
Oh, wonderful. Good. Thank you.
Yeah, so let's see. It says, a word of thanks for the great deal on the whole life heartache healing offered last week on the Wednesday BBS show. It was life-changing. As I ran the clearing, so many people's faces came and went along with names. Family members that have passed on, relationships that did not work out, sisters going their own way, old pets' names. I would look at the age on the timer and think, oh my, that would be correct. In fifth grade, brother leaving for war, my body was responding with sighs and yawns and jerking, motions, sadness. Then at the end, 4 and 5 years of age, I was gasping for air. That was the time my parents moved from Michigan to Illinois. It was a very difficult time for me, and I did not like it. So now I feel and look different. So this is what it is like to be free from all that heartache. Wow, Ron, thanks again.
Wow, yeah.
Wow. Okay. It's a great healing, I got to tell you. It's amazing. I did the emotional, thought it was great. I did a couple others, got a lot out of those too. But then at one point a couple of years ago in one of the shows, I think it was around Mother's Day, you said, oh, there's these heart knots. And you started doing some healing on that. And I thought, wow, that's really doing something. So I got that healing and thought it was amazing. So, yeah, it's really great. If you guys don't have it yet, Ron has offered to get it off his website. Ron, was it $50?
Yeah, for people listening tonight, yes.
Yeah, and then do they just do that as a donation and then send you the...
Yeah, donation. Yeah, you can send a donation, and then from there I'll send you the code for the heartache clearing. And then if you want, you can get the unlimited yourself later on. You know, it may not be needed, but, you know, but typically, you know, heartache is one of those special clearings. Normally it's losing somebody or something out of your life causes the heartache. And so you may not need it unless you have maybe older parents that are, you know, getting close to leaving, or maybe a pet or animal, then you may want to buy the unlimited. But I don't know, after you do your whole lifetime, you know, heartache is not one of those things that, you know, happen every week, you know, or year even, you know. So anyway, it's available if you would like to get the unlimited after that. So back to you.
Yeah, it's not the typical emotion. It doesn't happen often, but when it does, it can cause kind of a hardness or, like you said before, a knot in your heart. So if anyone has had those experiences, it would be very beneficial, and I think you'd really enjoy it. Okay,
yeah, I would think Yeah, and I would think maybe if you're more sensitive and you see even, like, you know, dead animals on the side of the road or something, and, you know, you feel that energy of sadness, then I would definitely say get the unlimited version after you do it for yourself, because that's always an occurrence that people normally see. So, back to you.
Okay. And, well, I'm so glad that worked for you, listener. Congratulations. I'm glad that worked. Okay, so somebody else wrote in, they said, I ran the alien attack at option one, alien race attack removal, with the following choices. So they also did unknown origination, unknown race, attack location, bedroom, sleep attacks, attacking at night. I felt so amazingly good this morning. First time in a long time. Nights have been quite challenging, but this formula really seems to have worked for me. Highly recommend it for anyone having challenging nights. So I'm just going to read again what she said and speak a little slower in case people want to write it down. So she did the alien attack at option one, and then it's the alien race attack removal. And I guess there are several different choices. So the ones that she did was the unknown origination, the unknown race, the attack location, and that included the bedroom, sleep attacks, and attacking at night. Oh, yeah, so I could see why that would definitely put you to sleep. All right, great. Thank you, listener. I'm glad that really worked for you. Okay. So, Ron, I noticed a new development tonight that somebody brought to my attention, so I will just try and find that. It has to do with the death barcode. So I believe it is here. Okay, so I looked at the death barcode removal, and I went, oh my gosh, there's a part three to the death barcode. So now it has part one, the physical death barcode, part two, the emotional stress death barcode, and then part three, the mind of the body death barcode. So that's actually in there. There may be more added. And what would you like to say about it?
Oh, yeah. So there will be one more, which normally you can put after your name right now. But you do have depression. So to make it very simple, the original death barcode is on your body. And then you have, you know, the emotional, we'll just call it stress death barcode. That's attached to you to also, you know, take your body out. And that's the same number as the death barcode. And so is the depression. Okay. Now, what's added on number three is your mind of the body. And that one will almost always be a lot more than your regular death barcode. So if you have typically, which I would think would be a lot, we'll say over 10 on the death barcodes, your mind of the body, you know, for almost everybody is going to be probably, I would imagine, you know, 15, you know, and most people get like, you know, probably 50 of them or so. And I think I've been up to about 200. So, and when you do that one, the mind of the body, that only is used for, I guess, option one, just clearing it. You don't have to do the emotion or spirit infusion with that. So right away, it's like half the time. And with that clearing of the mind of the body, you can put up three screens at one time and do them. So if you get a number of, let's just say, 60, then you could put up three screens and keep them going, and then you just do 20 hours of clearing. So, back to you.
Okay, great. So just to clarify one thing that you said we are now adding the depression. Eventually, it will be put on here as part four, possibly. But do we have as many physical death and emotional stress as the depression, or is the depression possibly more?
That'll probably be what's on there, I think.
So it'll be the same as the death
Yeah, so it'll probably be, yeah, if you get, yeah, the depression is the same as the debt. The only one that's different will be the mind of the body. And that one you have to send me an email to see how many you have.
Okay, so if anyone wants to send Ron an email and just say, how many mind of the body death barcodes do I have? His email address is creationlightship@yahoo.com, and that'll go directly to him. Okay, great. Thank you. This is really very cool. I'm excited to get started on that. And that's very good. Looking forward to it. Okay, so the next thing is somebody wrote in a testimonial for their car, and it says, I was informed that my car would need close to $2,000 worth of work due to problems with an aging car of 9 years. I ran the following whole life clearings the day of service for 600 hours, and the ones he did were entity, fear, anxiety, prosperity, mental body, hope, emotional, and feeling. I just received a call from the auto shop, and they said it was only a leaking radiator cap, a less than $100 bill.
Wow.
That is awesome. Okay, then it goes on. It says, I am so grateful and clearly amazed because the shop was definitive last week. There were significant problems with my car. Also, note that I have run in the past few months the death barcode for my car as suggested by Ron. Oh, my goodness. That is amazing. And it says, incredibly blessed and amazed. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, and so when you're doing, yeah, when you're doing the clearing, you're also getting, even though you're not doing a timeline crash, it's also working with the timelines, getting you off of those too. So, you know, the clearings do more than one thing, even though it may not indicate that when you go in there. So by doing those clearings on your car, you're taking the car off of the timelines that it could have had those problems on. So, yeah, very interesting.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, great.
Yep. So that's why when people do clearings and they think they have a certain thing wrong with themselves or, you know, or they have a condition or even just situations happening, and you start doing different clearings, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a clearing that might be completely unrelated to your particular situation, but you thought you had something, but it wasn't that one situation that you're thinking about, all of a sudden it could take it away, and you could have a healing with something that you don't even know that you're clearing because you're not indicating that, but you have an issue. So that's kind of how it works. So there's always something that's working that you don't know about, and I may not even know about it as you get a clearing done, because they all kind of overlap, and then they work behind the scenes too. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, so in case anyone wants to do that type of work on their car, I'm going to just read the list of what this person did that seemed to work very well, and I'll read it, so hopefully you can maybe write it down if you feel you need this. So they started out with the entity clearing, and then they did fear, anxiety, prosperity, mental body, hope, emotional, and feeling. So, of course, you have to get all those clearings, but, you know, that sounds like it did the trick, so there you go. So cool. All right.
Now, I'll bring a scenario up. So tomorrow is the 7th of December, and it may be the 7th if you're listening now, but that's the Pearl Harbor Day. And so I'm just going to do a clearing for that, but this will be a little different. I've been doing clearings on this for maybe the last 10 years probably, I think on the BBS shows here. So what I want to do is a clearing for, let's just, since Pearl Harbor was the Japanese, I'm not trying to pinpoint the Japanese, but let's just say that you're in combat, okay, on the ground, and you're, you know, and you're in close proximity, and we'll just say that you're an American, and, you know, and there's a Japanese person, and naturally you're shooting at each other. Well, it could be possible that, we'll just say the spirit of, let's just say your father is in that Japanese person that you're fighting, okay? And you're now, you know, fighting, shooting at this person, and maybe you kill that person, okay? And so now in this lifetime, you know, for some reason, your father hates you, okay? And you could even be a female, not even being a male, you could be a female. So now your father doesn't like you at all because there's some energy transfer genetically and with maybe emotional bodies, not necessarily the spirit, but the emotional body could have hung out knowing you with your emotional body, and now it came into your father in this lifetime, and it doesn't like you because you killed him. So you might, you can probably connect the dots to that. Sometimes you see people, you know, that you just don't like, and you don't know why, but you go, man, I don't like this person, you know. If your hair on the back of your neck stands up or something, and you don't know why. So I'm going to do a clearing for that, and this could be maybe an issue for some people out there, and it could be one of your relatives, too. So let's just take the energy away, and this will be from the emotional body. It won't be from the spirit, because the spirit's already been, you know, cleansed and, you know, brought back to its full life of what it could be, you know, in this incarnation, in this lifetime. So to just clear away those emotional bodies, if that's the case, and they're hanging out. Or it could be some other body, too. But here we go. I'll count to 100 to release it from you and also from that other person. So here we go. You have to think of that one person. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, there we go. So hopefully that's helped you out a lot. So back to you, Michelle.
Oh, thank you, Ron. Fantastic. Very good. I'm sure situations like that happen all the time because when you reincarnate, you can pretty much go anywhere, right? Any race, any...
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you can become different sex, too, you know? So it's everything is changeable. But normally you're dealing with your soul family, you know, unit. And, you know, whatever that would be is how many people's in there. So normally you incarnate into a family that are all soul family members, you know, most of the time, we'll say. So back to you.
Okay, great. One of our listeners wrote in, they say that they would like to put in a vote for the next year implant call. So I think you were thinking about doing that, and they say, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll just get a list of what people want to have more recently next year here, I guess.
Okay. Let me see what this says here. It says, Home New Earth. When Ron did the light codes and putting New Earth energies in the homes and walls, it's been challenging to study and read. Trying getting through the exams is a little more challenging. Is this normal?
I guess it could be. Boy, that's, I never thought of that. You might ask the energy in your house to get kind of toned down when you're doing mental work like that. Typically, you should be, you know, I don't know, you know, you're in the source energy, so you may be able to pull it through using source energy when you take your test by being in the now. that may help you. But yeah, I can see what you're talking about because, you know, there's not much recall at all when you're in source energy. A dilemma here. So we'll see if anybody else can answer this question. But yeah, you probably would not be able to have recall very well or study very well when you're in your house because the house is peaceful and none of that mental energy exists there. So back to you.
Oh, that's interesting. On the other hand, I have finally decided to take up learning piano, and I've always mentally stopped myself. And the past couple days, I've just been like seeing it as like kind of fun to do. So maybe it leans more towards creativity, and that would make sense because you said that, you know, our purpose of being here is more creative. So maybe I have to go to the cafe to study. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Another listener has written in, they say, with the bone density call, is it possible to include cartilage as a lot of knee problems are due to cartilage loss?
Yeah, we could probably do that. So,
yeah.
It's still a ways away. You know, that's, to me, it's like, you know, an eternity because I'm not there yet. So yeah. We could probably take some notes on that.
Okay.
So back to you.
Yep, I did. I put a note so that we'll add that to our list of what we're doing. Okay, this one says, follow up poison. Carcasses, eggs, option to buy that clearing and unlimited, not a whole life, right? I'm not sure what that is.
I don't know either.
I wonder if that is the, there's a healing where it's like alien garbage left in your body, basically. I believe it's that one. So we're making a list of ones that are not whole life healings right now, and hopefully we'll be adding those soon. So I'll check on that one. Okay. Let's see what else we have in here. Okay. Ron, are you now doing any more private sessions, or are you extremely busy still?
Right now, extremely busy.
Okay. I know we have a lot going on out there in the universe, but I'm sure at some point you'll be available. So for the listener who wants to have a session set up, would it be okay if they just emailed you to kind of keep it in mind?
No, email me maybe in 2 months.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Because then you'll get the email fresh and you might be available at that point. Okay. Oh, here we are. We're talking about the heart knot clearing again. Last Wednesday's show, we mentioned a special price offer for $50. Yep. And is it one of the online clearings? Yes, it is one of the online clearings. It is a whole life clearing, typically charged $5 times your age. So to get it to do, you know, just the regular whole life clearing for $50 is a fantastic deal. And then later on, if you want to get it for unlimited, if something should happen again, then it's still only another $50. So that's a very good deal. They're wondering how long this offer is going to be open for, Ron.
Well, I wasn't planning to offer it except for that 1 week, but I'll offer it this time, and that's it. So people listening, you know, tonight can take advantage of it. But it's just for the radio listeners. For the Wednesday night show.
All right, fair enough. Another suggestion. Re-experience the time you did the culture of various countries, but actually races. I missed that one. I wonder
I don't recall that one either. I don't know what that was.
You know, I'm not really sure, but I'm wondering if it's the times when you brought in secret soldier energies from different countries
Yeah, I would say that's probably what it was. Yeah, that rings a bell.
Yeah, but I don't know if, you know, we're going to do that tonight, because that's typically something they do on conference calls or in special sessions. If they go to an archive and they happen to come across one of those where you're bringing in the secret soldiers, would they still be able to feel that energy?
Yeah, they should be able to.
Okay, so listener, if you want to hear, feel the different
energy.
But
they won't be enlisted. You know, there won't be any enlistments going on.
Right. Right, but maybe they just want to feel the energy, see what they're like. Yeah, because sometimes we really list off a lot of them, and it's kind of interesting, and people can really feel the energies are different. Like, they'll feel maybe a Middle Eastern energy is different than an Asian energy or an American energy or a Russian energy. It's kind of fascinating. So if you listen to archives, you may come across one of those, but we're not doing that currently. Maybe at another time. Okay, so let's see. This next email says, unlimited self-empowerment, where or how to get this recall, this option offered long time ago but never found that option. Okay, I'm going to have to look at that one. I'm going to have to look at that online to see. So, okay, this is about the brain partition. Since the brain partition clearing, I can now understand my lawyer and my accountant and communicate correctly each one's thoughts to the other. What? That's awesome. Thank you for all you do. Wow.
That's great.
That's saying a lot, Mom. If you are not a lawyer or an accountant, it can be difficult to speak their language. That is fantastic. Okay, great. Yeah, that brain partition call was amazing. It was really awesome. Okay, and then we have, let's see here.
Oh, I got one that I have to do here, yeah.
Cool.
It says
okay.
Pearl Harbor Day tomorrow. I'm going to put peace energy there in case your family genetics, was in the war, and you're harboring something, or it's going to be under the iceberg, so to speak, of being upset or something. So here we go. I'll count to 100 to release that. I guess it would probably be hatred. Underlying hatred for another race. So here we go. And it'll also work, with, maybe the Germans and whatever else, was there out there. So this will maybe be, we'll just call it a World War II here, clearing, okay? So here we go. Releasing the energy from your body genetics that's harboring hatred, anger, sadness. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, Michelle, just turn it back over to you again.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you, Ron. And how many times will that work on an archive if we want to use it again?
Yeah, it'll work 3 times. So, if you need it a little deeper, it might work more for you by doing it. But remember, the archive clearings are mainly used for you to help other people, to have a clearing. But that's why I had it work, 3 times. So, and you could also do it, maybe you could put the picture of somebody. Maybe you have somebody from World War II, we'll say, that's still living and they're still angry. and you could put their picture up, and it should clear them from that anger or whatever they're dealt with. So back to you.
Oh, okay, great. Wow, that's very good. So we'll have their picture up as we're playing that section of the radio thing, and you think that would clear them from whatever they're feeling?
Yeah, I'll do it at some point for just in general vets, I guess. But I'm only using the Pearl Harbor one because it's happening tomorrow. And so that's why I'm using that. But we could do something on some show for the vets for what they're harboring. Maybe, I don't know when we could do that. We'll just see if anybody out there listening is a vet and what show they'd like us to do it on. And if we get a few of those people, you know, saying, yeah, I'd like to have it on a Monday or something, then we could do it on maybe the Monday show, and we'll announce that. Probably give you a couple of weeks to tell your friends if they want to listen or something. So whatever show is best for you, we'll do it on that show. So just give us an email. I sent it to the ladies, the co-host, CLS Questions at Yahoo. Bye, everyone. And I'll put on Michelle, and we'll get some more emails here. So back to you.
Okay. I'm just putting a note saying that you would like to do that at a different time. So that particular type of healing. Okay. So let's see here. Well, some other people have written in saying for the death barcode additional clearing, they were wondering what about bitterness, shackles, and vortexes after our names in the death barcode clearing.
I don't see that working for that, so it's a different clearing, different energy.
Okay. And, okay, so the bitterness, I know, Ron, you did personally in some, I think some of the weekly sessions or possibly the Sunday calls at one point, shackles are special calls that we have had. So that would be specific to a shackle call, and maybe at some point in the future those will occur again. And then vortexes can actually be cleared. There is a planet clearing. Let me see if I can find the exact name for the listeners.
I think it's on the bottom left of the website, Planet Star Vortexes or something.
There you go. Yep, you can clear your vortexes there, and wow, does that one work. Holy cow. I gather from doing that, I used to hang around a vortex. I don't know, but yeah, some major things changed after I did that one. So those can all be covered in different things. So we don't need to add them to that one, and it won't work anyway, as Ron said. So, okay, good. Oh, my goodness. Look, I just got a bunch of new emails. Yay. Okay. Dear Ron, is betrayal similar to heartache?
I don't know. I think we've got a betrayal the whole life, don't we, on there?
It must be different. Although it can hurt you, like it can feel pain in your heart to be betrayed, it is different. Betrayal is almost like in your whole body or your solar plexus. But heartache is specific to that pain you feel in your heart. But betrayal, yeah, it is different. And there is two separate whole life healings for each of those. And as with any of these, most of them also come with generational clearing. So like starting with generation 1 through 7. So if you find that your parents talked about betrayal or you felt that that's something that they had that emotion over and now you also have that emotion over, doing your whole life clearing and then doing that first 1 through 7 generation, that helps, doesn't it, Ron?
Yes, you're correct there, yes.
Yeah, because maybe, you know, getting portrayed, I don't know, but maybe that's a family thing. Who knows? It could be, though, and I think it possibly is. So, all right, another question says, mind matrix barcode removal. Hello. For this clearing, Do we need to clear each occurrence by putting the occurrence number after our name, or will it clear all occurrences by just running it, say, for 5 hours?
Don't know how to answer that one.
You know what, Ron? Yeah, I'm going to pull that up real quick, because I don't know if that one has occurrences listed, but let's see. Okay, to be honest, I don't know if I remember the code to get into that one immediately. We might have to wait till next week to find that one. But the Mind Matrix is, I don't think it has occurrences listed, but I could be wrong. So we'll just hang on to that one, and maybe our next show host can address that one. Okay, entity clearing. It was suggested to do 42 hours of initial clearing. How do you do that? What do we write in the box? Can it be done in different shifts, meaning 12 hours on the first laptop, 12 hours on the second one? Let me see, 42 hours. You just have to do your math, really, because it's really going to be, 42, 60 times 42, so how many minutes is that? That is 2,520 minutes. So if it takes 42 hours to clear an entity, but was it 42, Ron, or do you think it's typically 32?
Well, I would just probably do it, maybe do an hour at a time and just do another hour,
All right.
Entities are hard to get rid of, so you got to keep on it and on it and on it. I don't know how you could make, how you could change the, the computer on the website to change things, You can run a continuous, maybe. Maybe somebody out there knows how to do that without going back into it, yourself manually. We'll just see what people say.
Okay, so we'll leave that open for any ideas. But how I was doing it was I just put in the box, like let's say you think you have an entity in your knee because your knee hurts. So in the box, and this is only if you have the unlimited, but you would write your knee, and then you would set the timer for the equivalent of 42 hours or whatever it is. So that would be 2,520 minutes. And then just let it run. And then don't the light beams just constantly pull that out of you for the next 2,500 minutes, basically?
Yep, sounds good.
I think that's how we've been doing it. So if it's so many hours, you just take that many hours times 60, and it's that many minutes, and then you're going to set the timer for that many minutes. And then you just set it, and you put your picture in front of it, and you walk away, and you go to work, and that's about 2.5 days, 2,500 minutes. Yeah, it's about 2.5 days. It's a while, but, to get rid of those entities, I can see it taking a while, and it's sure worth it.
Yeah, and then after you do that, you want to stay on it every day. So that the first 40-some hours will tend to clean yourself out, and hopefully it'll get all the ones that are harbored inside of you, hiding, and then you want to stay on that clearing, and you want to have the unlimited version, and you want to do it daily, and maybe 4 or 5 times a day.
Yeah, I would definitely say to get the emotional one, or I'm sorry, the entity one for unlimited, hands down. Okay, so this one says, this email, Mind Matrix barcode removal. For this clearing, do we need to clear each occurrence? Oh, this is the same one. I'm so sorry. I'm scrolling down instead of scrolling up. Okay, special call for next year. It would be great if you could look to do a special curses, hexes, and spells call next year. Well, that is also a whole life healing. So, Ron, is that even a possibility?
Right now, no.
Okay. But, listener, if you feel that that is going on, and you know what? Hey, it could very well be, and you would really have no idea in most cases. Just go ahead and get the curses, hexes, spells, whole life healing, and run it, and go ahead and get the unlimited and run it for special instances if you think that something is connected, because that stuff happens so much more frequently than a normal person would want it to or think it would. So that's a really good healing to have. Okay, and we have another suggestion just to add to the Body Organ Rejuvenation Conference call. They're asking if we could include the eyes as an organ. And Ron, would you like to talk about that at all?
Well, there'll be time for you to suggest your own particular, you know, situation going on. So eyes, you can do yourself. We'll give you time to do that during the call. Because there's so much that the body has in it. You know, I'm just doing the major organs that we have. And then we'll give time for other things that you want to do yourself personally.
Okay, fair enough. And also, I kind of remember that in the past you have mentioned that eyes are pretty tricky. They're one of the most difficult, time-consuming things to heal because they have so much to do with your soul and what's going on. So doing lots of other whole life healings would also help. But if it's a specific physical issue, any of those can be healed using the special generic healing. And in that case, you would have to get the unlimited version of the special generic healing and then put in that body part. Okay, so let's see here if I can find any new ones.
I'm just kind of thinking here. Some people have a middle name, okay? And your name that you're using, let's just say that the name that you're using could even be your middle name, okay? But the name that you go by, which is what you've been going by for your whole lifetime, is what you're using. And you may have a middle name that you don't use that often, or you have never used it, maybe you don't even like it. Now, I believe the middle name is given to you, and it might be maybe one of your parents' names or uncle's names or some relative's name. And they just automatically give you that name because for whatever reason. Now, what I'm trying to talk about now is the name that you don't use, and we'll just say that you use your original first name and the middle name you don't use, that could be attached with a lot of energy on it from that person, and maybe it's full of entities. So, I don't know where I'm going with this here, but I want to clear your middle name. Now, naturally, if you use your middle name and you don't use your first name, then it would just be the opposite for you. Maybe you didn't like your first name, and you wanted to use the middle name because you like the energy more on it, which is why I'm going to be clearing that name. So, this would be your middle name being cleared, and let's just see what happens here. So, I'll count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And if you don't have a middle name, we'll just clear your name. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20, bringing you peace with that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So, just see how you're responding with that. Maybe it took a load off of you. Maybe you have this name that you've been carrying with you, you know, and you never liked it, and now you go, wow, I got all that crap off of me, you know. and from that person that the name was associated with. So we'll just see what kind of comments we get here. So back to you, Michelle, and I guess we can go till maybe a little bit after the hour. So back to you.
Okay. Well, the person who is having a study issue, now that their house is cleared, they just wrote back in. It says, about studying questions. To the person who cannot study well with the new earth energy in the house. Oh, this is a different person writing in. Thank you, listener. I am writing a paper right now. I know exactly what the person means. I used to feel very sharp and quick, and after many clearings, I cannot do that. But I now put up the IQ coring clearing, have it up right now, when I do a study project. And wow, it just flows. It doesn't feel like thinking. Words emerge, and I am working from space instead of density. Highly, highly recommended getting both the education and the IQ coring clearings and using them to do mental projects from your heart in the now. They are incredibly effective.
Yeah. Well, I should have brought that forward. Yeah. Those two are just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So anything mentally that you're dealing with, those two you need to get. So that's it's very good. Yeah, the IQ one is a lot, some people run that bi-weekly, twice a month to keep up on it.
Okay.
So back to you.
Okay, good. Now, Ron, this is about the brain special clearing call. And it says, just wanted to say thanks for the call. It made a huge difference. I have never been able to remember more than three letters or numbers when I am copying a word or number down. Now I can do seven without an issue.
Oh, that very, very good. Wonderful.
Yeah, really good. It's interesting. That's actually the reason why phone numbers are written with three numbers, four numbers, because people can, remember those little bits easier. But so when you did that call, was it like it sounded like you had specific things that you saw and that we all had, that we all had this many partitions, and then you just broke them down so that, like what, our brain can communicate better with itself?
Yeah, that's basically it, yes. Uh-huh. To make it real simple, just brain communication, brain cell communication. There's a lot more going on than that, but just to clarify, to make it very simple, that's what it was.
Okay. Well, that is really good. Yeah, I think a lot of us are having just constant more openness depending on what clearings that we've been doing in our private life and also with you on conference calls. Okay, this one says, greetings, friends. Ron, I just bought a showroom floor bed. How best to clear the energy from other bed testers?
A showroom bed the person bought, is that what it was, a new bed?
But it
was a floor model?
Yeah, but it was a floor model, yes.
Boy, I would think, man, I'm seeing more to it than what, okay, Jiminy. Well, you got clone skin on it. People were just laying on it, okay? You got the energy from whatever they were wearing, when it came in. An object clearing would be the easiest one, but I don't think it'll get rid of the clone skin. I guess the object clearing is probably your best bet right now. Jiminy. Alien oxygen might be good from that clearing for your bed. What do you think, Michelle?
Object clearing. Could it be holding entities?
Yeah, there could be entities in there. Doing a location space clearing on it, because it could be hanging on to the energies of the store where it was located with the GPS location.
Okay, you know what, Ron? You have this healing that is called Alien Poison Waste Product and Carcass Removal. And it goes through a whole bunch of different stuff. Let me try and pull it up and see what it says here. I'm not sure if that would work for an object or if that would work only for the person. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, isn't that on the Eliminating Alien Attack stuff?
No, it's a different one.
A different one.
Yep. I'm trying to pull it up, but I'm having problems here. It's a different one. It's really cool, though. Okay, let me just... I want to get it so bad. Okay, so... Okay, I'm going to try something different here. Oh, it is only a timed one, so I cannot pull it up. So it's only good for a certain amount of time. I've already used it. It was like ages ago. I believe there is a version, though, that you can get as unlimited as well. But it is, it clears alien poison waste. Let me just see if I have anything else here. I think I got it at a time when I had a really bad cold, and I was like, oh, maybe I can clear this, like, bad cold out of me, because it gets rid of alien poisons. It gets rid of dead material. Hold on a second here. Okay, it says poison removal, and then the second step is dead life forms inside our bodies removal, and then waste products removal. Because somebody put the word bed, new bed, after their name and use it for that to get rid of alien poisons on their bed.
Yeah, I'd give that a try. Yes, uh-huh. Remember, clones are aliens.
Okay, so you can get it for a certain amount of time at a certain price, and then I believe you can pay another $50 and use it unlimited. But the name of it is Alien Poison Waste Product and Carcass Removal. And by the way, it works fantastic if you have a cold, because it will get rid of the poisons and then the dead life forms, like whatever is stuck inside of you, in this case, stuck inside the bed, and then waste products removal. Oh, and it has this drop-down menu of like a bunch of different stuff, animal parasites, fleas, worms, unknown, other. So maybe the person wants to write in other and clone skin if they're doing it better.
Yeah, that's good. So now you can do clone skin on you. Wonderful.
Yep. Okay, so I hope that works for you, listener. The name of that healing starts out with the word alien. Alien poison. So, yeah, it's 9:59, Ron. I don't know how late we can go, but I have, well, just one more thing that came in here. Oh,
okay.
Ron, could you talk real quick about how to sign up for the call on 12/25?
I would wait till maybe the week before that date, and you want to just go to donations and click on that and just donate, I think it's $50 for the call, and then you'd send me your PayPal receipt, and then I'll probably be sending codes out. Normally I send them out like 1 or 2 days before That way I get them all kind of in one week, or at least, you know, I'd rather have them like on Thursday, Friday. And then from there, I'll send you out the login information on an email. I have some people that already have purchased it. So I have to go back now into my distant emails, you know, and you know, find those that are best for me to have them kind of lumped together. So if you had paid for it and you're listening now, then just send me another email, if you would, maybe Wednesday, Thursday, Friday before the call there. Oh, wait a minute. Hold it. I think that call is on I think the 25th is on a Monday, if not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just need to have that, you know, a day or two before the call. That way they're all grouped together on emails. So I guess we'll do the mind to heart drop. So here we go.
Could I just make one more quick announcement?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Just to clarify, Ron has offered for the listeners of tonight's show and last Wednesday's show a $50 heartache clearing. So if you make a $50 donation to Ron and then email him the receipt saying this is for the heartache clearing, he will send you back those codes. That's it.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. Doing the mind to heart drop. Let's say this out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, draw them into my heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. And you can feel the energy is going down from your head to your throat to your heart. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go, everybody. So blessings. Hopefully these healings helped you out tonight. And we'll see you later. Blessings, everyone. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, listeners, for listening. Bye, everyone.